Grace and peace to all of you, my Father's children. Let's open with a word of prayer. Our gracious and heavenly Father, God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. God, we thank you for last night's slumber. We thank you for this morning's rising. And God, we thank you for this opportunity to study your word. God, we pray, oh God, that as we delve into your word on this morning, God, that the Holy Ghost would teach us all things. God, the word says that the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. God, we pray that as we come out of this word, God, that we would see a little bit more light to the journey that you're taking us on. Be with us on this morning. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Again, we thank God for each and every one of you. Counted it not robbery to be with us on this morning. On this morning, our journeys take us to two scriptures. Takes us to two scriptures. The first one will be Isaiah 57 and 15. Isaiah 57 and 15. And this scripture from the New American Standard Version reads as follows. For thus said the high and exalted one who lives forever, whose name is holy. I dwell in a high and lowly place, and also with the contrite and lowly of spirit, in order to revive the spirit of the lowly, and to revive the heart of the contrite. The second scripture I'll be reading from this morning will be from Psalm 90 and 2. Psalm 90 and 2. Again, from the New American Standard Version, it reads as follows. Before the mountains were born, or you gave birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. And the word of the Lord is blessed. On this morning, I'd just like to speak from the simple topic, the timeless God. The timeless God. Oftentimes, you all, we operate in a world where we are consistently looking at time. Even on this morning, I was looking at the time to make sure that I started exactly at 6 o'clock. We operate in time in terms of our start time at work, our end time at work, certain appointments that we set up, doctor's appointments, hair appointments, certain times that we need to get certain things done. We need to go to the grocery store by a certain time. We need to make sure we renew this by, or we would lose out on our service, or we would lose out on our coverage. We operate in time. And oftentimes, you all, we try and put God in that same box, have him operate in time. God, you know I need this by. You know this needs to be accomplished by. We operate in a certain level of time. But God wanted me to remind you on this morning that he can't operate in your time because God is time. Oh, I feel Jesus already. The Bible says in Isaiah 57 and 15 that he inhabits eternity. Did you all remember when it said that? Well, it said in the New American Standard Version that he lives forever. But in the King James Version, it says that he inhabits eternity. What does that mean? That means he dwells in perpetuity. He lives eternally. He is time. I preached once and I gave the definition or the difference between Chronos and Kairos. We operate in Chronos. Chronos is very exact. It's very deliberate. Once Chronos comes and leaves, it is gone forever. That is the time that we deal in. But God deals in Kairos, the perfect time, his time. He is that time. So we can't put God in on a certain time frame. We can't put God in a certain box. We can't say to God, God, I want to be relocated by this certain time, because God knows exactly what he wants to do with your life and in the perfect timing in which he wants to do it. Come on, somebody. That's the reason why when we have certain plans set up, God laughs at your plans. because he already knows the plans that he has for us. So we give God our timetable. But God wants to know if we trust him with his timetable. Come on, somebody. I know somebody's understanding what I'm saying on this morning. Some of you all right now have set up plans for yourself, and you're depressed, you're despondent, you're in despair, simply because you had a time frame set up for your life, and it hasn't happened in your scheduling. And so now you have completely thrown away the time frame, the scheduling in which you had things set forth in your life. And here, can I help you out with something? If you couldn't schedule your birth date, help me, Holy Ghost. If you couldn't schedule your birth date, what makes you think you have the ability, the capability, or the authority to schedule anything in your life? The Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The Bible also says that your life is not your own. Once you came on the Lord's side, you were bought with a price. So now what does that mean? That means just like you schedule for your children's doctor's appointments, hair appointments, when they need to go in and get new school clothes, when they need to have certain things done at school, you schedule those things for your children. Why? Because you are responsible for your children. Can I help you out with something? And I hope it frees you up this morning. God is responsible for you. Yeah. He is. He is responsible for you. So if he is responsible for you, my brothers and my sisters, that also means that everything that happens in your life, you all, he has a timing for it. Yeah. He has a timing for it. We always hear how the perfect time frame for children to be formed in their mother's womb is 9 months. It's 36 weeks, or however many weeks it is that it's supposed to be. And if it's any time before that, any time after that, they get concerned because the baby's supposed to be formed in so many weeks. Not 36 weeks, whatever it is. It's the baby's supposed to be formed in so many weeks. And if it's before that, then they're concerned that everything won't be formed. If it's after that, they're afraid that, matter of fact, they go in and what they say, induce labor. Mm. Well, you all, there's a perfect timing for that God put in you. Just because it didn't come when you thought it should come doesn't mean, God help me, doesn't mean that it's not going to come in the timing in which it is to be birthed. But let me also help you out with that. Some folks go prematurely, and that's the reason why the dream fizzles out. Oh, God, help me in here today. We've got to be in the perfect timing of God, people. If your ministry, Yofel, was supposed to jump off 5 years ago, and then it didn't, so now you don't do anything in ministry at all, who are you? Who were you? Whose ministry were you doing? Was it God's or was it yours? If it's taking too long for something to come forth, are you saying that you miss God? I can't stand when folks say that. How do you miss a big God that we have? Listen, you all. The Bible tells us in Psalms, from everlasting to everlasting, it means from age to age, you are God. Some of us sing that refrain today. You are God. Hallelujah. You are God. Then why don't we live like it, you all? Why don't we live like it? If Isaiah says that he lives forever, he inhabits eternity, he dwells forever, then why don't we act like it? God can move freely in time because it is his time. Any period of time is accessible to him. You all, we've got to quit being impatient with God because he is doing things in the time frame in which things need to be done. He's doing it in the time frame in which things need to be accomplished. You might not have been ready for it, but God is ready for it. You might think you're ready for it right now, but God knows you aren't ready for it. You all, he created us. And guess what? He created time. He is time. Therefore, he has power over time. You don't have power over time. I hate to tell you that, but you don't. You don't have power over time. You know, that's why I quit saying when, you know, I'm trying to get someplace in a certain timing and it seems as though the traffic is backed up and I'm not getting there when I think I should be getting there, and I start getting frustrated. I keep saying, oh God, I'm going to be late and da 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 da. But I've realized that if I've done everything that I could possibly do to be there at the timing that I wanted to be there, that God had another plan. There could have been an accident that I could have been involved in had I gotten there in the timing I wanted to. Come on. I might have missed out on a divine appointment in which God wanted me to meet up with somebody and they had a word for me or I had a word for them. There have been times, you all, where I've gotten someplace either too early or too late and I found money on the ground right at that moment. He is the timeless God. So we need to allow God to operate in his time in our lives. Quit operating in your timing in your life and think you're going to fit God into it. He is the timeless God. Revelations 1 and 8 says it best. God said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come. God is, God always has been, and God always will be. I don't care how we look at time. He is the timeless God. The best way he could have said it to us, for us to understand it, if we really want to understand it, is when he told Moses, I am that I am. I am who I am. I am the I am. He just is. I wish you would say to yourself, he just is. He just is. And guess what? He wasn't just is to Moses. He wasn't the I am that I am to just David. He wasn't the I am that I am to just the prophet Isaiah. He wasn't the I am that I am just in biblical times. You all, he is still the perpetual. He is still the continual. He is still the I am that I am today. He is. He is. He is. I just want to encourage somebody this morning. Quit being discouraged about your time frame. It is about God's time frame. And it's in him that we live. It's in him that we move. It's in him that we have our being. So my brothers and my sisters, quit being discouraged. Quit being despondent. Quit sitting and thinking that you missed your time. You missed your window of opportunity. Come on. And know that he is the timeless God. He inhabits eternity. He lives forever. He operates and moves freely in time. So let him move freely in his time on your behalf. Let's pray. God, you are the immeasurable God. How unsearchable are your works. God, I stand in amazement of you. I stand in awe of you. There is none like you in all the earth. So God, we marvel at you. We reverence in you. We thank you for being the timeless God. We thank you that your time frame for our lives is immeasurable. There's no duration. There's no beginning. There is no end. So, God, we just always have to stay in expectation of you. We always have to know, God, that at any given moment, you will deliver. You will set free. The very word that you spoke over our lives, you will perform. and you can do it whenever you want to because you are the timeless God. So God, we thank you on today. God, forgive us for the belly aching that we've done, for the complaining that we've done, because we wanted it done in a certain time and it didn't happen in that timing. God, forgive us for not allowing you to move freely in that belongs to you, which is time. Now, God, I pray on today, God, that we will be delivered from our time frame, delivered from our timetable, delivered from our schedule, and allow you to move freely in time in our lives. God, I pray on today, God, that we will be even open to divine appointments, that you will allow us to tell somebody about your goodness and not look upon them as if they are distractions or disruptions to our lives. God, we love you on today. Be with us as we go about our day. In Christ's name we pray. Thank God for each and every one of you. Go out and be the change you desire to see. One person, one divine appointment at a time. God bless you.